All right. Can you hear me? Tasting. 1, 2. Am I loud enough? It doesn't sound real loud right here, but the speakers are facing that. Can you hear me? Blink your lights if you can hear me. Yeah? You can blink your lights. All right. Matt and April, can you hear me? Somebody wake them up. Can you guys hear me back there? All right. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the morning service. Wow. What a great day it is, huh? Could be snow, could be windy, could be hot and sunny. All right, well, this is a great day to have church, a great time to have church. And I want to go over a couple things before we get started. Make sure, if you have your phone with you, make sure the Wi-Fi is turned off so we don't rob the Wi-Fi. We barely have enough juice here for the Wi-Fi. We're trying to live stream this. So if you have a phone or anything, make sure the Wi-Fi is off so it's not trying to pick up the Wi-Fi at church. Turn your Wi-Fi off. And let's see. We're glad that for those that came out. And I have one rule here. There's no shaming. If folks decided not to come, that's up to them. That's fine. All right? I'm just glad that some folks came today. Glad that you're here today. And we're going to have a great time. Let's be kind one to another, pray for one another, and we're going to start off with some songs together. I'm going to sing songs that you know, but when I'm leading, I tend to forget the words and make up my own words if I don't have them in front of me. So we're going to start with Victory in Jesus. Let's sing it out. You have to sing in your car, so all you get to hear is yourself, I guess. So let's sing Victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. And He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. I could even hear Rex singing over that. Oh, hey, that's all right. All right, could you, I don't know if you can hear anything but me. You get to hear yourself sing, just like you're at home. Some of you are flashing your light. Instead of honking your horn, if you want to say amen, flash your lights, all right? Put in your turn signal. Just don't make any left-hand turns without looking first. So, all right. Well, let's see. We got to pray together. And I encourage you to pray for one another. As we've not been able to meet as a church, there's a lot of things that we've been praying for. And I'm not sure sometimes how well the communication, everybody gets the requests that we pray for. But remember Chet Kilby in prayer. He's in the hospital this weekend in Chicago. So remember him and Lorraine in prayer. And then also Jane's granddaughter, Carly, is in the hospital. Very serious needs there. Remember her in prayer. And we had a couple of graduations. Mercy graduated from high school, and Krista graduated from college, and we weren't able to attend them like we'd like to, but to remember them in prayer. And Ellie Hicks, where's she at? She's in the nursery over there, Grandma and Grandpa. And this is her first Sunday in church. That'll be something to tell her grandkids about, won't it? I remember their first Sunday. You know what we need to do when she gets saved? We need to baptize her in ice water. Then she'll have some real good stories. And she needs to walk to school in the snow uphill. So you guys need to live in a valley, so she's walking uphill every day to school and whatever. So, but praise the Lord for a healthy baby. And as he's in church today. And let's see, I remember Dorothy and Mabel in the nursing home, continue to pray for them, and Tanya Fisher, her in prayer, and Carrie Hicks, so they're battling some serious physical needs. Remember to pray for our missionaries. They're going through things right now that we can't even begin to understand. You think we have it hard? Imagine living in a foreign country right now, especially those in a third world country. And just pray much for them and for their safety and their ability to minister. And our ministry here is going on. I don't know what is going to happen this summer as far as camp, the Bible school. That's all up in the air still. Our bus ministry and Sunday school ministry, I don't know when that's going to start up again. And our food pantry is going well. And we've still been ministering to those in need of the food pantry. This is the first time ever. And one of the keys in the ministry, and key in serving the Lord, key in enjoying life, is learn to be flexible. Take whatever comes your way and deal with it, all right? It ought not to upset. Hey, we're going to have outdoor service in the rain. Isn't that great? If it storms real good here, we can just sing, I'll Fly Away, all right? We're enjoying the day today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And then we're going to sing another song before we have special. Father, we do thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for the place that we can meet. And Lord, we long for the day when we can meet together as a church again indoors. But we are just rejoicing that we can fellowship with a handful that are able to come out today. And we do certainly remember those with special needs today. We think of Chet Kilby as he's in the hospital, and Lorraine as she's at home. And Lord, as Lorraine will be celebrating her 90th birthday this week. Lord, we just pray your continued blessing upon them as their health has been battling different health needs right now. And we pray for Carly as she's in the hospital, Jane's granddaughter that we've certainly been praying much for. And thank you for the miracles that we've seen in her life and the physical needs. And we pray for Mercy and Krista, the graduation, and others that are graduating this year, and the difficult time that they're facing and the unique memories that they're going to have. And thank you for Ellie Hicks, for Alex and Bethany, for a healthy little baby girl, and we rejoice with them. And we do pray for our shut-ins. We think of Dorothy and Mabel especially, and we just pray your blessing upon them. We think of Tanya Fisher and her physical needs, and we certainly remember our missionaries. And Lord, we ask you to continue to use them as they've sacrificed and given themselves to serve you in a foreign land. And they're facing a much different and sometimes much more difficult circumstances than we're facing. And we just pray your blessing upon them. And we do pray for the ministry this summer, the camps and Bible school, the bus and Sunday school. And pray for our food pantry. We continue continue to be a blessing to those in need around us. And Lord, we just pray that you would meet with us today. Bless the time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Is that thunder I heard, or is that the sound system making that noise? That's me? All right. That's the wind blowing the mic. I thought I was hearing thunder. Hey, hallelujah. That'd be great. Wouldn't this be a good day for a turn 80? All right. Let's sing another song. I was going to say the page number. Doesn't do you any good. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. And I will mention this before the guys come to sing. Next week, we're going to have a, what do we call it, a drive-through shower. Is that what we're having today, a drive-through shower? For Ellie, we're going to have a drive-through shower next Sunday after church. And I don't know if we're going to have a parking lot service next week, or if we're just going to move inside. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll let you know Saturday what we're going to do. And I'm going to just enjoy this. I'm looking forward to having a unique service. And I like this. All right, we're going to have the guys come and sing a special or two. And you're going to come up here. I don't know if this trailer will hold all of us. Oh, I got to turn that up.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is Jesus, the anchor of my soul. Universe, the one who's in control. He saved me and He will keep me till the end. The rock of my salvation, on Christ I will depend. My hope is Jesus. My hope is Jesus. When darkness hides my Savior's face, on His unchanging grace. When faith is weak and who's in control. He saved me and he will keep me till the end. The rock of my salvation, on Christ I will depend. My hope is Jesus. My hope is Jesus. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, in control. He saved me and he will keep me till the end. The rock of my salvation, on Christ I will depend. My hope is Jesus and he will keep me till the end. The rock of my salvation, on Christ I will depend. My hope is Jesus. My hope is Jesus.
Speak here before I turn it out. I gotta get a swig of water. All right. Those guys are getting good, aren't they? Wow. It won't be long. Maybe we'll send them on the road. Think of this. They've already gone from the building to the parking lot. The next step is they're going to go on the road. All right? Think about that. Okay. Well, let's see. I feel a little out of place because I'm backsliding. I'm preaching off my iPad because, look at this. I got this fancy waterproof cover for my Jesus pad. Isn't that neat? I spend a lot of money to have that waterproof cover, and it works great. By the way, this is a Bible. This is an iPad. Amen? I feel a little awkward preaching out of an iPad instead of a Bible, but I don't want to get that wet. So that's got a nice waterproof cover on it now, too. But, Alex, make sure you got all the water out of that up there. All right. Well, I preached in many different places. And preached in rescue missions and street corners and porches and yards and patios and jails and on buses and tents, outdoors, in work break rooms. I preached in churches, of course, and schools and in different states I preached in, different countries. Preaching, even preached through interpreters or interrupters, whatever you want to call them. Preached under many different circumstances. I'm grateful for that. Of course, you preach at happy times, at weddings, at sad times, at funerals, at graduations, at picnics, at camps, different activities. I preached to a camera recently. I don't like that. In fact, I hate preaching to a camera. I'm glad to have somebody to look at if I can see you through your windshield. Preached in all kinds of weather, hot, cold. Remember before we had air conditioning in the building and you stand up in the summertime, you have to check your back, make sure your clothes are on you instead of on the pew behind you. Preached when it's been hot, preached when it's been cold, when we didn't have heat, or outside in the sunshine, the rain, even in the snow, when it's been storming out. Preached to many different kinds of people. Preached, of course, to saved people. Preached to lost people. To friends and to foes. Preached in happy people. To angry people. To bitter people. To stubborn and rebellious people. Preached to those who are receptive. Those who were repentant. Those who were tender-hearted or hard-hearted. Or broken-hearted. I preach to young and to old and to those that are hurting. I preach to those that are indifferent and lukewarm. I preach to those that are self-righteous and those that are very proud. Those that are rich, those that are poor, educated, uneducated, intoxicated, incarcerated sometimes. Those are distracted or disinterested or distraught or disturbed, but this is the first I've ever preached to a bunch of windshields. I've never done this before, so this is a little bit unique, all right? let's see, I want to never preach to a drive-in church service. Is that like a drive-in movie theater? Been to drive-in movie theaters before my Christian days. never to a drive-in church service. And I just want to have fun this morning. Let's just enjoy being at church. Even though this is the best we can do for church, let's just enjoy our time together in this unique experience. I'm glad that you came out to share this day with us. Let's have fun together. This is going to be from now on, this is a COVID-19 free zone. We've heard too much news. Best thing you can do is just shut the news off. There's too much stuff going on, too much misinformation, false information, overload information. Don't pay any attention to the silly conspiracy theories, the extreme reactions from one side or the other. Just ignore all that foolishness and certainly don't share any of that junk. I'm just glad to be with you folks. I love you, and my concern is with you. I was just looking through the church record books. Of course, our church is 165 years old now. And people talk about the Spanish flu. Wonder if folks got offended when they called that the Spanish flu back then. Huh? We call this the Chinese flu. Folks get all bent out of shape. Maybe they should have called that COVID-18 back then. But that was 100 years ago. And I just went back to our church record books. And you know what I found written in the church record books about the era of the Spanish flu in the 18s, I guess it was, in that era? There was nothing. No mention of it. I have a feeling they had church as usual. A friend of mine up in Baileyville said that they've got more accurate records than ours. Our records are mostly just financial statements and once in a while minutes from the annual meeting. But by the way, I did find out that in 1918, the preacher made $20 a week. I think I'm due for a raise, huh? But they said their records were, they have a lot of details in their records. And they looked in theirs out of curiosity. What they did during the Spanish flu, all it says is, we still had church. Huh? We still had church. Church is something that is a necessity. Church is a place that we need to be. And we can take extra precautions and everything. Be quite honest with you, my life hasn't changed any as far as the precautions, other than you've got to wear a muzzle when you go out in public. I haven't changed anything as far as what I do now as what I do during the cold and flu season. Hello? That's how you can avoid getting the cold and flu. But anyways, let's just go beyond that. But I will say this, that in recent days, and this is the 8th week now, I guess, that we've not been able to meet for regular church services. I'm sure you've done the same thing. You spend some extra time in prayer, extra time in Bible study, maybe some extra soul searching. I haven't said a lot about this, but some of you folks know that I'm facing some surgery for some cancer sometime soon. You realize that we don't have forever to live on this earth. Huh? I'm looking forward to leaving this earth. My hope's in heaven. The thing that I'm living for is eternity in heaven. And I want to encourage you, and I just want to share something with you now, and I'm probably going to send out a letter tomorrow to explain this in more detail. But I just got under the conviction this week, maybe realizing the shortness and just being reminded of the shortness of our life, that I want to start a kind of a unique ministry, something I've looked forward to, and sometimes I've thought, you know, if I get to the age where I can't pastor anymore, what am I going to do? And I'm going to say this, I'm going to work for Christ and die to my flesh as long as God gives me grace. Amen? That'll be the goal of every one of us. But I realize this body's getting slower, it's getting weaker. Now, with saying that, I can still run laps and whoop any young person. Huh? I'm going to take Garrett. You ready? I'm still fine, but I realize there's going to come a day, I'm trying to put it off as best I can, this life's going to be over as far as this earth's concerned. Life's really just me beginning in heaven. And that's what I'm looking forward to is heaven. I'll be more alive then than I am today. But what I want to share with you, just a thought that I want to give with you in a ministry I want to start doing maybe tomorrow if I can figure out how to do this the best way. But I want to leave something behind. Now, my kids will get all my inheritance, probably $20 in debt, but that's the inheritance I'm going to leave them. But I want to leave something behind. And some folks say once in a while, well, maybe you'll be a... I thought sometimes maybe I'm not able to pastor anymore, maybe I could write. But I know better than that because I'm not a writer. I'm just a simple Bible student. I'm not an expert in anything. You know, every time I hear that word expert, I got to chuckle too. I wonder what they were before they were an expert. They were just a pert back then. I'm not even sure if I could classify myself as a pert, but I'm certainly not an expert. expert. And whenever somebody's introduced as an expert, I wonder what their agenda is. Huh? They always have an agenda. They're trying to sell you some kind of product. So I don't really care to... it's kind of like when somebody calls you a reverend. You know, it's just a title of pride. I don't really care. There's one reverend, and that's God. And there's only one person that knows everything, and that's God. There's a lot of experts coming out of the woodwork today to tell us what the situation we're in today. I realize I'm not a great teacher. I'm not a great communicator. I'm really not a great preacher. I'm not a great leader. And I just, being honest, that's who I am. But I have experienced some things concerning the grace of God in this lifetime. Amen. I hope you have too. And my pastor used to say, when he introduced different people that God's using, he said, they're a trophy of God's grace. I prefer to say they're an instrument of God's grace. I learned a long time just to let God live in us. And God, grace is God doing in me and through me what is humanly impossible. And I've lived in God's grace for 42 years. For 40 years, I've centered my life on His body, the local church. Became a Baptist by conviction. And some folks don't know what that is. For 30 years, God's allowed me to pastor this church. And I feel like, really, I'm still unworthy and inadequate to be the pastor that I ought to be. But I do feel like I've learned a few things along the line that I want to share with God's people as way of a legacy. So I'm going to start, I'm focusing on this, making it 12 minutes. I'm going to step back here. You can still hear me okay, can't you? You hear all right? Because the rain's getting louder here. It's probably louder in your vehicle too. But I want to just share maybe a 12-minute message every day. And what I'm going to do is just go through the Gospel of John. I'm going to do it a little bit different because when you're preaching, you're speaking to people. You're looking at people that are dozing off and you're trying to wake them up. You're thinking of things that will engage people's attention. But I'm just going to do a strict Bible study in the Gospel of John. And just by way of outline, I figured out it's going to take me 12 lessons to get through chapter number 1. Just a verse-by-verse commentary through the Gospel of John that I'm going to put on a video and put on our website or YouTube or somewhere where you can see that. And I encourage you to follow along with that. Just some simple Bible truths. So I'm going to share just some simple Bible truths with you this morning. And you think along that line, what is important in this life? My life's going to be over one day. Your life is going to be over one day. What is going to be our legacy? What are people going to remember besides the date that you were born and the date that you died in a tombstone or a couple of generations down the road if the Lord doesn't come? Be quite honest, I believe He's going to come in my lifetime. But if He chooses not to come in my lifetime, you don't know that. I don't know that. But what will people remember me by? I hope that they will remember me for a few things. And I want to focus on those few things just for a few moments this morning. In your Bible, in John chapter number 14, I want to focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just verse number 6 of John chapter number 14. Jesus saith unto him, to Thomas, the disciples, that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Did you get that? That ought to be our life right there. Hey, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're independent. Hey, it doesn't even matter if you're a communist. You can still be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist. It doesn't matter if you're Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic. The only way to heaven is through the person of Jesus Christ. He is the way, not one of many ways. He is the way. He is the truth. The world's looking for truth. Every day you turn on the news, you wonder, what can I believe? What is truth? There's only one source of truth, and that's the Word of God, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. He is the truth, and He is the light. Beer commercials. I don't know if they still have mine or not, but he said, oh, this is the life. No, the only life that's worth living is a life that's serving Jesus Christ. That is the life. And our life is really an extension of His life. He is life in itself. I'm grateful that we can know Him, the way, the truth, and the life. And there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, doesn't matter how good, how rich, how poor, how bad, no one comes to the Father, no one comes to heaven except by Jesus Christ. That ought to be our number one focus in life. That ought to be our number one message. Hey, you can talk about the weather, you can complain about the weather, or you can enjoy the weather. You can start a conversation about sports, about politics with complete strangers. But why is it that we have so much trouble starting a conversation about Jesus Christ with a complete stranger? He's the one that we're living for. He's the one that we're focused on. And that's the one thing that matters above all else. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you walking with Him? Are you living for Him? He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. And I want to share one other passage of Scripture with you. And we'll give you a few other things that I think are worthy of our life. In Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. This chapter, the Apostle Paul starts out with, "Finally, my brethren." That almost sounds like he's getting to the end of the message. But he's not done yet. Finally! In fact, he's going to say finally a few more times. "Finally, my brethren." Let me conclude this thought, and then we'll go on to the next thought. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." Isn't it good to be saved? Isn't it good to walk with Him? Thank the Lord for the relationship that we have with Him. "Rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things unto you is indeed grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil." Now, dogs, I think we got a dog in the service today. You got a dog over there? just so we don't. Is there a dog in that vehicle too? No, I can just barely see your head doing this. The windshield wipers. What do you do if you got to say yes to those windshield wipers? They go up and down too. you got a dog in there? Rex didn't count as a dog. Beware of the dogs. They're just talking about nasty, dirty, filthy people. Beware of them. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man, any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin. Paul's going through his religious credentials. Hey, I've been involved in religion all my life. I am what some would call an expert in religion. Just a pert in religion. A Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. I'm the most strict set of religions, the most highly regarded of the Jews. Concerning zeal, I persecuted the church. Now think of that statement. I want to focus my life on the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus Christ. There was a time when I despised church. That was before I was saved. Amen? And Paul not only despised church, he persecuted the church. He did everything he could to destroy the church. But then when I got saved, I fell in love with the church. And realized that the church, the local church, is Jesus' body. And that's the place where we grow. That's the place where Christians thrive. And realize that I need to live for my church. My life ought to revolve around the church of Jesus Christ, the local assembly, the local body of Christ. This is family. You know, sometimes there's some things that we say that when you think about them, you learn to not say them anymore. For example, if I write you a note, sometimes we'll write, "In Christian love." That kind of makes me chuckle a little. I know I got maybe a warped sense of humor. I think, well, if it wasn't for Christ, I'd hate your guts. But now, because I'm a Christian, in Christian love. it is this kind of a statement that kind of strikes me funny. So I just learned a while ago, I love you. And I love you because of God. I just love you. All right? One of the statements we make sometimes is a church family. A church is a family. I mean, think about that. That's like saying a family family. A church is a family. Get in the family. Be a part of that family. And when I decide I'm going to live for the church instead of despising the church and let it just be on the fringe element, I'm going to give my life to the body of Jesus Christ and live for church. And Paul goes on, and I've got to turn the pages by touching things here. And concerning zeal, I persecuted the church, touching righteousness, which is the law, blameless. But what things were gain to me, I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things for loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ my Lord. I'll stop right there and notice that statement. Everything, there's nothing in this world that compares to knowing Jesus Christ. Not just knowing you're saved, but having a relationship with Him. Having a walk with Him. Getting alone with Him in prayer. Having Him be your best friend. And the knowledge of Jesus Christ, if you were to study that word out, it's more than sometimes we use the word knowledge as just knowing about someone. But it's talking about having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to live for the gospel. I want to live for the church, the body of Jesus Christ. I want to live to know Christ. I want to walk with Him. I want to fellowship with Him. I want Him to be more real than ever before. And what a joy it is to know Jesus Christ, my Lord. And Paul goes on, he says, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but dung. I've given up everything to follow Jesus Christ. And certainly the Apostle Paul has gone through much more heartache, much more trial, many more persecutions than I'll ever face in my lifetime, I'm sure. And he said, they're nothing. The things of this world are counted as nothing compared to the knowledge. I'll do anything that I might better know Him. James says it this way, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith builds patience, it draws you closer to Him, and it gives you a closer relationship with Him. Trials are not something we run from, it's something we run to, knowing that on the other side of that trial and through that trial we'll have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's gone through that valley before us, and He'll go with us through that valley. And Paul says, well, I've suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I might win Christ. He's the prize I'm looking for, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. I can't earn any merit or favor before God. I don't deserve anything. And everything that I've done is really nothing unless Christ has done it through me, through His grace. But what things? But that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And then this statement here, verse number, look at this, I can enlarge it. So I put my glass in, I can just enlarge that. Isn't that, this is groovy. You ought to see this, huh? Verse number 10, that I may know Him. I want to know Jesus Christ. I want to know Him. The knowledge of Jesus Christ, and knowing that He's my Lord, knowing that He's there, but I want to have just a closer walk with Him, that I may know Him. And notice the statement in verse number 10, and the power of His resurrection. Wow. Think of the power that took Jesus out of the grave. You know, the thing that we need to understand, I want to know the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, but before I can know the resurrection power, I've got to know the crucified life that put Him in the grave to begin with. I've got to die to myself and be crucified with Christ that I may be risen with Him again. And that dying to ourself is where we struggle. That's the place that we need to focus on Him, because when we die to ourself, we can know the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. I want to go to the garden with Him and weep those great drops of blood and sweat mingled together. I want to spend the night in prayer with Him while others are off in the corner sleeping somewhere. I want to have that intimate relationship with Him that I might know the power of His resurrection through the fellowship of His suffering and being made conformable unto His death. I want to give my life to Him that I might be raised with Him again. Now, I'm not talking about earning your salvation. We're saved by grace. But our fellowship with Him, the closer we draw to Him, the farther away this world becomes, the more distant this world becomes as we draw closer to Him. If that by any means, he concludes in verse number 11, I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Oh, I'm longing for, looking for that day when the graves are going to open up. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. This would be a great day for the Lord to come, by the way, because the clouds are going to part when He comes. Huh? Every day it's a cloudy day. I think, boy, this could be the day that the sky is going to open up and we're going to see Jesus come back again. We think it's a wonderful day when it's a beautiful sunny day, but every day is a great day when you walk with Jesus Christ. And that I want to attain the resurrection of the dead. I want to crucify myself, die to myself that I might live in Him. Because of the love that He has for me. What love He has. It's not an unreasonable thing when we realize His love for us to love Him with a sacrificial love that He demonstrated to us. And I want to live my life in a way that's pleasing to Him, a life that exalts the gospel of Jesus Christ. That ought to be the thing that we talk about most comfortably. That ought to be the thing that's the foremost conversation that we start, even with strangers. I want to live for my church. Not just be a part of it, but make it my life. I want to fellowship with God, and I want to have faith in Him. And by the way, our God's still in control. Huh? We don't have a thing to worry about. God's got it all under control. I'm not worried about what's going to happen. If I get sick tomorrow, I have an accident tomorrow, whatever the case may be, God's got it all in control. God's already been there. To Him there's no time. He knows tomorrow better than I know yesterday. And I can trust in Him and rest in Him. And what a joy it is to know Him as our Savior and to fellowship with Him, to walk with Him, and to trust in Him, to have complete confidence and faith in Him, and hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Wow, what a hope we have in Him. What a life we have in Him, walking with Him and fellowshipping with Him. And I've just enjoyed seeing you today, though you can see me better than I can see you, because I have a hard time seeing through the windshield, especially when they're a little bit wet. But I enjoy any time we can be together with church. I love you folks, and love the fact that we can serve the Lord together, and look forward to the day when we can meet together as a church, when we can reach out to our community more effectively. And let's keep praying, keep working for the Lord, and most of all, make sure you know Him as your Savior. Make sure you're walking with Him. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Let's not be playing in the devil's yard. Let's be walking with Jesus Christ. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to close with a song that you all know, "For God So Loved the World." Father, we thank You for Your goodness to us. Thank You that we can know you as our Savior. Thank you for a church that we can fellowship together with God's people. And most of all, we thank you that we can fellowship with you, that we have you as our Heavenly Father. We thank you for the faith that comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I pray that you would increase our faith, and Lord, that we would focus our life completely on you today. We pray your blessing upon your folks, those that are able to be here and those that are unable to be here today. And we pray for our community, that we would be faithful in sharing the gospel with those in need around us. In your name, we pray. Amen. We're going to close with a chorus, "For God So Loved the World." And I got one of the ushers going to be at the parking or the exit here with a bucket, an ice cream bucket for your offering. All right. If you brought your offering today, you can put it in the ice cream. And I think I ate that gallon of ice cream last night just so we would have a fresh, clean bucket for you, all right? They'll be standing at the driveway. And take your time leaving. Let them stand out in the rain for a while, all right? And just drop it in the offering as you leave. That would be fine. Let's sing, "For God So Loved the World." For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. Someday He's coming back. What glory that will be. Wonderful His love to me. Tonight we're just going to have a live streaming service again. And we may do this next Sunday. Maybe we'll meet inside next Sunday. We'll see what happens between now and then. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.